From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Congress has passed long-debated health care legislation and an economic stimulus bill, but the National Urban League says that's not enough for African Americans grappling with the worst recession in decades. With its annual report titled The State of Black America, the group is pushing for jobs specifically targeted toward African Americans. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The Urban League's report compares the relative status of blacks and whites in five areas: economics, health, education, social justice, and civic engagement. This year, it also compared the well-being of Hispanics and whites. League President Mark Morial says African-American voters turned out in huge numbers for the election of President Barack Obama, but still he says black America is at a pivotal point.
We're at a time of crossroads because the election of the president, the majority in Congress gives us hope that they've got the resolve to take the kind of steps necessary.
Steps, Morial says, to further address a crushing economic downturn.
Because the economy has caused great job losses, loss of homes, and there's a great deal of misery and hemorrhaging out there when it comes to the economy.
Unemployment for blacks last month was nearly twice that for whites, at about 16%. And blacks and Latinos still lag substantially behind whites in home ownership. The League report says blacks and Latinos also are more than three times as likely as whites to be poor.
This is a heating tip.
In a classroom at Chicago's Dawson Technical Institute, a group of young men and one woman are watching an instructor cut metal with a torch as they learn welding techniques. The school is located in a Southside neighborhood where unemployment runs at about 25%. Robert Burnett with the Chicago Urban League says this is a joint program to help train people for jobs.
Even though I know there's a real bleak outlook right now in terms of most of the apprenticeships and the construction industry, we're filling a pipeline.
Burnett says with many in the trade set to retire, these young trainees could replace them. It's that sort of targeted investment that the National Urban League says must be a priority. 33-year-old Scott Rutter, a student in the welding class, agrees.
A lot of people I know are really looking hard for jobs. It's just not that easy out here. And I think that to further my skills and get another trade to heighten my chances of finding employment was the right move.
The league recommends $150 billion be spent to create 3 million jobs directly in neighborhoods that need them most. It also says summer youth programs should be expanded. Another key issue for the league is addressing ongoing racial disparities in health care between African Americans and whites. According to the report, 19% of black Americans lack health coverage, compared to nearly 11% for whites. It's more than 30% for Latinos. That's why 46-year-old Tracy Carwell, who is black and suffers from diabetes, says she's thankful the health care reform bill passed.
I'm hoping that it allows for people such as myself, it allows for us to be able to get health care where we need it.
The Urban League applauded the passage of the health care reform bill, but it does not consider it a panacea. It recommends that there be what it calls an alternative public option. Meantime, while some critics have said President Obama should create a black agenda to address problems African Americans face more directly, Urban League President Morial disagrees.
The president doesn't need a black agenda and a white agenda. He doesn't need to have an agenda in every pocket. He needs one comprehensive agenda. So inclusiveness is the watchword. That's the watchword.
Morial and other black leaders met with the president last month and hope that the numbers in next year's report will be better. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.